T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is the Astros have their man. And the owner, Jim Crane, himself, who last night was at the festivities and I may or may not have ordered my drink based off what Jim ordered. I'm still kind of struggling with
it. I think you said, give me what Mr. Crane's having.
I didn't say it, but mentally I may have.
I think he said, hey, I'll take what my buddy Jim's drinking.
I didn't want to say this the first time, but I think I ordered it directly after I watched him. I saw him order his. I saw him order his, then I said, I'll take the cab. So I guess.
So you hung. Bottom line is you hung out with old Jim Crane last night, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Well, I mean, in a roundabout way. I'm not saying you went over and rubbed elbows with him and chatted, but, I mean, you hung out. You was at the same bar.
I was at the same spot.
Drinking the same grape.
We was both second in line. I couldn't believe that. Couldn't believe it.
Y'all got a lot in common, man.
No. But I'm just thinking to myself, man, I'm surprised. Jim's just going to wait in line, huh? Just a regular old guy.
You just hit that now real quick. No.
I'm telling you, if I was in Jim's spot, I ain't waiting in that damn line. Hey, that right now.
You ain't waiting.
I got somebody,
you waiting days
I
are
got
over,
somebody
huh?
Named Royce out here waiting in them lines for it. Royce, you know what I want? Give me that red.
You know what I drink?
Courtney, what you want? All right, but no, this was Jim Crane introducing the new general manager, Dana Brown.
I want to welcome today Dana Brown as our new general manager of the Houston Astros and his wife, Cassandra, who's here sitting in the front row. We're very happy about that. He came from the Atlanta Braves and was instrumental in a lot of their player acquisitions and multiple transactions. You know, we went through a pretty vigorous interview process. Some of the things we found out about Dana, he was very analytic savvy. He's a great talent evaluator based upon what we've seen at the Braves. Seasoned at player acquisitions, seasoned at player development, and retention. They were always able to extend some of their player contracts. I think he's going to do a great job for us, and we're all here to support him and keep the Astros on the winning ways.
All right, there it is. They got their guy, Clint, and it does seem like they're going to try to do what it is, at least stay true to what they've been, you know, moving forward. I think with Jeff Bagwell, he does have an influence in this. It's hard to deny that. But it does seem like if you listen to the press conference, we see the reports that came out of it. The mention of analytics was through it, and the mention of we will still be using it, that was through it, as opposed to saying they're moving in some different direction. So it seems like there may be some tweaks. I mean, I think there will be, but it seems like they're going to be running through the same things that they have.
Yeah, I doubt much changes. I mean, you just add a valuable piece to the structure there with the Astros, and he clearly comes from a place that's had success. He clearly is well respected, well thought of in the Braves organization, but throughout Major League Baseball. And you know, there was a need here. I mean, here's the deal: is you mentioned Jeff Bagwell. I'm curious to see. Don't know that it means a whole hell of a lot, but I'm curious to see, you know, what Bagwell's role becomes. He's been front and center, face of the organization, mouthpiece of the organization, if you will, for Jim Crane. And so it'd be interesting to see, does he fall back a bit and let Dana do that? Or does, you know, because Bagwell is a I think there's some value there with him being visible, I think, with the organization. It's a pretty cool dynamic. You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens there. The first order of business, though, Dana's got to get Kyle Tucker squared away, right?
Tucker,
that's the big one, yeah, huh?
Arbitration there, and in, even long term,
yeah.
That is Tucker, Framber, that stuff coming up. But no, I mean, I think it's a like it, this can be good if you can mix it as well. Like Jeff Bagwell is a valuable piece, yeah. to have to talk to. It's just, to me, my concern is, are they about to shift and change away from what's got them to be the dominant organization in the last half decade?
I don't see Crane's involved enough to where I don't see that even and being. I don't even think that's an option.
And he seemed to make that a point to stay within that. Like, no, man, we ain't just throwing out analytics to the ground. Like, ain't gonna be major.
And you know, he showed you that the way he handled James Click. You know, if something, and I don't know what the hell was or wasn't right, but if something's not spot on, he ain't afraid to
hit click,
to cut bait and move on, to hit click.
Yeah, I used to do that. Hey, when call people, we're gonna hang up on them. Call people. Hey, who is it that E40's with? They say the click. Hang up on
that. Back in the day, right? Don't ever do that to me.
I'll try.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, news with the Texans coaching search. DeMeco Ryans. I would think for most fans, now we don't know exactly with the McNairs and Nick Caserio, but I think with most fans, DeMeco Ryans is the top candidate for the Texans. Well, there are reports out of Denver that DeMeco Ryans is emerging as the top candidate for the Denver Broncos. And Clint, that feels like the team that they would have to compete with if they want to get the services of DeMeco Ryans. And I guess point blank to you, my thought would be, who's sexier? Which job, you know, if you put yourself in DeMeco Ryans' position, which job is sexier to you?
Yeah, so I think it matters what the head coach wants to do.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I think there's a case to be made for both of them being unbelievably attractive. I think you look at the Texans, and I've said this before, yeah, the cap space is nice. Yeah, the draft capital's nice. But I think the clean slate aspect of, you don't have to go in here and flip some culture that somebody else screwed up. You don't have to go in here and change all the phrases on the wall. There are none. You know, you literally have a clean slate from the phrasing on the wall to the culture to the foundation to the roster building to the quarterback to the scheme. I mean, you have got an unbelievably clean slate. You are not handcuffed in any way, shape, or form based on the quarterback that's there. Like, for Denver, for instance.
No,
like,
you're handcuffed.
You're, I mean, and it may be a friendly handcuff, but you are handcuffed to doing what Russell Wilson does well. And I don't know. I think if you're a head coach that one, can trust that Nick Caserio and Cal McNair will give you the time, but wants to come in and literally build something from the ground up, then I think you'd prefer Houston. If you want to go somewhere where there's already a quarterback that's been a Pro Bowler, there's already a couple of pieces in the defense on the secondary that would be awfully sexy to DeMeco Ryan, I would imagine, in terms of what he does defensively.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a couple of receivers that are game changers in Denver. You've got some legitimate pieces there that you may look at and go, look, I know somebody else picked them. They weren't my guys, but I kind of like them. Because Denver's a roster where you should be in the playoffs next year. If DeMeco goes in there and does a good job, they should be in the
playoffs. You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, I would. They may fall a little bit short, but you should be in the. You should be in the last week of the season should mean something, damn it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know they played a tough division.
They have a defense that's going to, at the very least, keep you in games. And you would think to yourself, if I'm DeMeco Ryans, I would say that my defense may take a step forward.
Yeah.
in that group, if I'm that confident myself, and I think with the Broncos, it's all about, well, they've got players over there, but what do you think about Russell? What do you think about Russell? And that's it. Do you prefer to be locked into somebody who, all right, has the ability to be? I still think Russell, with the right person, has the ability to be a top half quarterback, if not better. I think Russ can still be in the Dak Prescott range. And you have to ask yourself, do you think – Like, is that attractive to you with how long you have him at 34 years old, 33 years old? So we'll see. If it's between those two, though, I mean, if that's where it both.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Both of those teams are going after him. Got to start to look at the Broncos as the team that you got to really look at.
And you look at the structure, I think they're significantly different. I mean, you've got a former player. How involved is Elway up there at this point in time?
Not really. George Patton is kind of running the show there.
But Elway's still heavily involved. I mean, he's there. He's involved,
right? Yeah, but
right?
he's I think he just got a job.
Ownership, I would imagine, is significantly different than Cal McNair and Hannah McNair
thing is you don't know about them. They just took over.
Yeah, so it's a different scenario, but I think it's those two. You and I could sit here and probably split hairs and decide one's better than the other, but at the end of the day, I think it's just the preference of the head coach, and it's a pretty significant difference, so the preference should be obvious.
5 o'clock fire.
Some coaching news coming through. One, another team is off the board. The first team that had a coaching vacancy has been filled, and that is the Carolina Panthers, and they go with former Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich. Has family in the Carolina area, so this is a good fit for him. But I think the way this helps the Texans, Clint, is this isn't a guy that you appear to have any interest in.
Yeah.
And this means one of the landing spots potentially of the guy who may be your guy is taken up. So I think that's from the Texans perspective, that is one that makes you feel good about the situation.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot last year, obviously through a crazy head coach search. But last year, you know, every time a coach got hired that wasn't on their short list, it was a good thing. I think that holds more true this year based on the fact that the Texans are running a pretty competent, really impressive head coach search at this point in time. So, Frank Reich was nowhere to be found on their short list. I was thinking maybe, you know, an offensive coordinator for one of these young, defensive-minded head coaches that gets hired, maybe. But hadn't been on the radar at all for the Texans, and he feels that one particular job. So we'll see how it all unfolds. And he feels that job before the Shane Steichens and the D'Amico Ryans and Jonathan Gannons can even be interviewed again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good news. One of the openings off the market,
I guess. And the other news here, with the Cowboys and another candidate, Dan Quinn has informed any teams that was interested in his services that he'll be staying in Dallas as the defensive coordinator. He's somebody, another one that the Texans did not speak to. You've brought that up multiple times. I am kind of surprised with those two guys, both of them being former head coaches, Frank Reich and Dan Quinn, that the Texans didn't, you know, kind of have a conversation with them. It felt like to them, I guess, Sean Payton, the only one who does have head coaching experience, was enough for them without interviewing anybody else who has
it. Yeah, that's the only reason that quote-unquote concerns me is because I do believe, maybe right, maybe wrong, but I do believe that Nick Caserio would prefer to be heavily involved in the day-to-day. in the football, during the games. You know, I think he would prefer to be that way. And when you look at this list, the only guy that's ever been a head coach is no longer involved, and everybody would be a first-year head coach, where I think Nick, for the most part, is gonna have some say-so, more say-so than if they were to hire Frank Reich, Dan Quinn, Sean Payton, I think. So that's my only concern. I don't know that that's the case. I just feel that way after covering Nick for several years, a couple years here. It just seems I don't think Nick wants to not be at the 50-yard line during training camp.
Yeah.
And not be throwing to the receivers during practice.
By God, like,
I think he wants to do that, man. I think he's used to doing it. It's a part of kind of how he evaluates.
That has to be something that changes. If that is standing between, like, that has to be a part of some of the things he was saying in that press conference, where I'm like willing to change.
Yeah, the thing for me is, I don't necessarily care that a guy is there. I care that it's a general manager. Like maybe you build a team full of guys that they don't feel that kind of pressure. But I need my guys to be as relaxed as they possibly can as they're working and trying to make this squad. I don't need my guys, worrying about what they say every step of the way, because the general manager may be standing behind them on the 50-yard line. The general manager, being in that involved person. That's just my personal, as a player. But he comes from a tree where it with Belichick, and really the only experience I have is more like Parcells, where it's all about applying pressure. So maybe I don't know. I think that is a part where there are going to be some coaches that are like, I don't know that I need my general manager in the middle of the field.
Well, especially with the reputation that Nick is going to have. And I think that Nick's got a reputation of being a guy that is a meddler.
Yeah.
That wants to be. I'm not saying it's true or not. I will say the first year under Culley, he was certainly involved in that. But I mean, he's got a reputation of being a meddler, and I think there are going to be some folks that's like, I don't know about that.
But, I agree.
We'll see how that rolls. All right, as we continue to roll on, at some point, as we are here until 6 o'clock, we're going to figure out what the hell went into $30 of an order to McDonald's late last night. When he passed several places to get something to eat. And we didn't give you all the news about coaching hires that happened. There's another hire that happened that I think a lot of Texans fans should pay attention to, because this could be future dilemmas that the Texans are in depending on who they hire as coach. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. This was interesting, as we will at some point get to figure out how the hell you get $30. This Jets situation, Clint, I know the way it unfolds, because the similarities of what it could be, especially like Jonathan Gannon too, but especially with D'Amico Ryans, because they're absolutely coming from the same space, right? Coming from San Francisco as the defensive coordinators, as defensive-minded coaches, and then going to an AFC team. And we look at the Jets, Robert Saleh, and he's done well, right? They were in playoff contention almost to the end of the season last year, and their offense failed him. So what happened? He comes in as the head coach, brings in somebody from that McVay Shanahan tree.
Yep.
Matt LaFleur, his little brother Mike LaFleur, brings him in to be the OC. And then after 2 years, after they draft Zach Wilson number 2 overall, he's terrible, he's awful. They had to bench him a couple of times. It felt like Mike White was playing better than he was, and eventually they fire the offensive coordinator within the Shanahan system after 2 years, and now they've hired a new coordinator, and Clint, they've hired Nathaniel Hackett, aka Nene, the former head coach of the Denver Broncos. And these are, like, this situation, you have been concerned about, like, this happening to the Texans. Yeah. Now, the more and more the news comes out, doesn't get it, never get it better.
Show, not only former head coach of the Denver Broncos, he was the pilot of the worst offense in the National Football League last year.
16.9 points per game.
Yeah, man.
And they went on a roll after he got fired.
Like, this is just precisely what scares the hell out of me with the Texans. And look, it's only a conversation because D'Amico Ryans, I believe, is the fan favorite. And I'll be honest with you, I think D'Amico Ryans is an NFL favorite. I mean, he's going to get a gig somewhere, and he's going to be really good, a lot like Robert Saleh. And so why it scares me with the Texans is Robert Saleh was the defensive coordinator for a few years in San Francisco before he took a job in the AFC with the Jets where it was a rebuild, right? The belief was he was going to pull somebody out of that tree, like you said, show that tree offensively. It'd be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing that I heard that I've heard everybody talk about D'Amico Ryans doing, and everybody's really excited about it. Well, I ain't. I'm not. This is exactly why. It's because if you miss on the offensive coordinator, if you miss on the quarterback, they clearly missed. Jets missed on both of them. But if you miss on one or the other, then you've got a tough situation on your hands, right? Like I said, they missed on both of them. And when you go out and you're going to hire somebody to be an offensive coordinator or even a defensive coordinator, like you've got to go either take a chance on a hot up and coming quarterback coach or passing game coordinator somewhere somebody that wants to get out from underneath an offensive minded head coach, which is rare, especially if you're winning and especially if that's a great offensive mind, because you're going to stair step all the way, you're going to ride it all the way to a head coaching gig, you've got to take a major risk with somebody that hadn't done squat relative to calling plays and being responsible for an entire unit. Right, or you've got to take a chance on a coach that has failed miserably and is now unemployed, right? Like Nathaniel Hackett, and so I don't like it. So now Nathaniel Hackett, who had a ton of success in Green Bay, I guess you can say he had a ton of success in Green Bay. Their head coach calls plays, and the quarterback is in my opinion one of the top four or five to ever play the game in Aaron Rodgers. However,
he's on Mount Rushmore.
So, yeah, no question. It is Mount Rushmore, not Mount Everest, right?
And he had back-to-back MVP seasons.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so the point is now you're looking at the Jets and you're looking at Robert Saleh. He's done a great job. Got a good defense. He's drafted well. He's used the talent that was there. He's put him in position to have a lot of success. But the quarterback and the OC ain't right. And now you're hiring a failed head coach and bringing them in here to be your offensive coordinator. And I got a sneaking suspicion that you're doing that to get Aaron Rodgers.
And see, that's...
So now, because you missed on a quarterback and because the coordinator didn't work, you're hiring a failed head coach and you're chasing a $50 million a year quarterback and hoping that works for a year or two. It's a situation that I would personally want to avoid at all cost if I were the owner of a football team or the general manager of a football team.
See, and to what you're saying there, when you look at it, and if you look at it, say it from the Texans' perspective, man, it's scary. Like Robert Saleh, he is the head guy, and he's come to the point of, all right, my best way to improve and make my offense a better team is I have to go and try to get Aaron Rodgers. And how can I go and get Aaron Rodgers? Let me go get a coach that is good friends with Aaron that may give me a leg up on other teams to get Aaron to come here. And I know it's probably going to take a couple of first-round picks, maybe, right? It may be like we're looking at maybe first couple of first-round picks. If that's what Russell went for, I'm guessing Aaron probably has a high, steep payment.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.